The first scripture reading for the Transfiguration of our Lord is found in the book of Deuteronomy. It's on page 227 in your pew Bibles. And we read Deuteronomy 34, beginning at verse 1. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. The Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. And the Lord has said to him, this is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. The people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. None like him for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord had sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants, and to all his land, and for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from the Epistle to the Hebrews. It's found on page 1285. And we read Hebrews 3, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who is faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, page 1109 in your pew Bibles, and we read Luke chapter 9, beginning at verse 28. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep. But when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And the voice came out of the cloud as saying, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My text is based on, in part, the account of the Transfiguration, particularly as it appears in the Gospel of Luke. For when you want to talk about the glories of the resurrection, the Transfiguration of our Lord is one of the greatest sections of Scripture. In order to understand what happens to us after earthly death overtakes us, as it did with my father last week. And reading just a small portion of Luke's account, "As he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah." Two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah. Now, Elijah, if you might recall from your scripture readings in the past, never tasted earthly death. At the close of his earthly ministry, he goes out with Elisha the prophet, who was to succeed him. And as he's walking along, a fiery chariot comes down from heaven. He hops on board and is taken bodily up into heaven to live with his Lord. But not so with Moses, as we just read a few moments ago. Moses died and was buried in some place where nobody knows. And yet on the day of Transfiguration, there they both are. Somewhat identical in appearance, with bodies just like men have bodies, glorified, and what that means, we're going to find out someday. But nonetheless, they are described as men. Sometimes when Scripture talks about the resurrection, it talks about it as being on the last day, a future event. But there are other occasions when Scripture talks about the resurrection not as a future event, but as something that has, if you will, already taken place. Such as here, in the account of the Transfiguration. Which is the right version? Well, I've come to conclude that they're both right, but from different points of view. It's somewhat like, let's say you're dropping somebody off at a party, and you're not invited. They're going to have a party for you later, don't worry, but right now, it's not your turn. And so as you drop that person off and they get out of the car and they're going into the party, you're saying what? And let's all say it together. Goodbye. And as they're walking into the party, what are the people inside saying? Hi, welcome, hello. Which is true, goodbye or hello? Both. But it depends upon your point of view. From an earthly point of view, at least with our earthly eyes, we cannot see the resurrection. Oh, we see it by faith. But all we see with these earthly eyes of ours is death and destruction. We see people awaiting, but not having received yet. It's kind of like when my mom passed away many years ago. My father will soon, when the snow melts, be laid to rest alongside of her. But I was there when we went out to Wittenberg, Wisconsin. It's about dead center in Wisconsin. And we were picking out the funeral plots, and I remember the sextant there. He's the guy who sort of takes care of the cemetery. There was a woman who had an untimely departure from this life. She was buried early, if you will. And because of that, her tombstone was sort of separated from all the other grave sites there. There was like 20, 30, 40 feet between her and the next grave. And I remember the sextant pointing that out to us as we now went out there, and I can't remember what the gal's name was, but he says, oh, there's poor so-and-so. She's out there all by herself. She's so alone. Moses died and was buried, and nobody knows where the grave is. Oh, it seems from an earthly point of view that he's all so alone. But he's not. He is with Christ. He knows what is going on. He converses with Christ about Christ's own departure, which is soon to take place. He appears in his body. Be it glorified, though. Yes, sometimes the scriptures do talk about the resurrection as something in the future. But not only here, but in other places of scripture, and from the lips of our Lord himself, the resurrection is something that we enjoy as soon as we depart from this life. I'd like you to open your Bibles now, if you will, and turn to John chapter 11. If you're using a pew Bible, it's on a page 1149. A beloved friend of our Lord Jesus Christ by the name of Lazarus had died. And Jesus goes to visit Mary and Martha to comfort them in their grief, and also to do something miraculous. I call your attention to verses 23 and following, where Jesus says to Martha, who had come out to greet him, who said to him, you know, Lord, if you could only have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus says to her, your brother will rise again. And Martha makes a statement which seems to be so, if you will, meet, right, and proper. I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. But instead of Jesus saying merely, well, that's right, well, that's a wonderful statement of faith on your part, Martha, he begs to differ. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." And then after these things, if you will, to make his point that Lazarus lives, he goes out to the grave. He asks them to open it. They say to him, "Lord, it's been 4 days. It's going to stink." Jesus tells them to open it anyway. And then he calls forth Lazarus. Lazarus comes out. Because, you see, he never was dead. Because he lived and believed in Jesus. So Scripture does talk to us about the resurrection, if you will, from different points of view. To the unbelieving world that does not believe in the resurrection, and even to the sight, if you will, the earthly sight of we who are believers, it's something we can't see now. We see our loved ones after their spirits have departed, lying in a casket, buried in the ground. We cannot communicate with them. We feel loss and grief. "But whoever believes in me," says Jesus, "though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Moses died and was buried. But he was not alone, awaiting some time in the far, far distant future to be awakened to be with Christ. One time the Sadducees came to Jesus. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection themselves. They tried to, if you will, make that point to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What did God say to Moses? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not a God of the dead, but of the living." Those who depart this life are with Christ, and they live. That is the glorious news that we have in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But it also is the glorious message testified to on the day of the transfiguration of our Lord, when Moses and Elijah appeared as men alongside of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.